And now here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Dr. Andrew Boswell from the Climate Energy Planning and Policy Organisation writes about flood defences, which is apt after the news item about the new bridge at Great Yarmouth. We read with interest your article, Norfolk River Levels Likely to Stay High for 3 weeks, in the evening news, November 30th. We are Norfolk scientists and academics familiar with climate science. One of us recently walked around Norfolk in a snorkel to highlight the risks from climate change to our low-lying county. We each work for the rapid reduction of carbon pollution, which is the primary cause of climate change. We consider that Councillor Graham Plant's explanation of flooding, which is hampering Norfolk residents' lives, only went so far. He conveniently ignored saying why Norfolk has experienced autumn storms, which have left the Broads catchment fully saturated, and also had devastating coastal erosion impacts at Haysborough and Hemsby. World-leading expert on how climate change affects weather events, Dr. Friedrich Otto of the Grantham Institute, Imperial College London, said of the recent storms, "There are a lot of attribution studies and other lines of evidence showing that autumn and winter storms like this are more damaging because of climate change. The rainfall associated with these types of storms is more severe due to climate changes, and the storm surges are higher and thus more damaging due to the higher sea levels. This strongly suggests that we will only see Norfolk getting more and potentially much more catastrophic flooding in the future. Councillor Plant is due to soon start the planning process for the Norwich Western Link Road, which the Council acknowledges, if built, would generate significant new carbon pollution from both construction and its future use. Surely it is time for Councillor Plant and his cabinet colleagues to join the dots. Our county needs serious flood defence work and policies to accelerate decarbonisation in every sector. But instead, the county cabinet is spending many millions of pounds to make climate change worse. It would be better to relocate this money to proper flood defence and coastal protection for Norfolk, and to policies to dictate rapidly reducing carbon pollution."
Professor Gray from Harleston points out that flooding is a complex issue. Every time there's flooding, someone pleads for landowners to clear their ditches. And while this is sometimes a good idea, your story on beaver dams suggests a different approach. This is to hold the water back upstream so that it is released more slowly, thus reducing peak flows downstream. Holding water on land also increases infiltration and can stop rainwater from reaching watercourses. Another effective method is tree planting, since tree canopies can intercept 20 to 50% of rainfall, some of which evaporates or is certainly slowed down in reaching the ground. Flooding is a complex issue, and no single solution will work in all situations.
John Murray from Norwich comments on the Anglia Square development resignations. One of the reasons for some Norwich Labour City Councillors' recent disaffection and resignations, I believe, is the failure of Norwich City Council to require major developer Western Homes to pay the £2.2 million Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, in return for permission to undertake the major redevelopment at Anglia Square in Norwich. In fact, the full eventual figure for the complete development would be nearly £8 million. This is the second time the council has rolled over for Western Homes, this being the second attempt to redevelop. The first time I put in a Freedom of Information request for the financial reasons explaining why Western had been exempt from the CIL. They had claimed it would not be financially viable. The papers the council sent me had a blank page for that information claiming commercial confidentiality for their silence. That's £8 million Norwich citizens should benefit from in return for allowing massively wealthy Western Homes to profit from a huge development in their city. The council leadership appears to be spineless, and it's good to see at least some of the councils still have principles. Hopefully, perhaps the council leaders will be shamed into taking a more robust and principled stand to secure a better deal for Norwich from Western, who can easily afford it.
Anthony Firrell from Downham Market believes Delia's comments about Norwich City fans were patronising. I bow to nobody in my admiration and respect for Michael and Delia Smith. But it seems to me her recent comment that 20% of supporters are whingers is not only patronising, but proof of how out of touch with the reality the powers that be at Carrow Road are. We presently have an ageing squad of limited value, increasing indebtedness and masterly inactivity in any effort to remedy the situation. The article by Will Jennings in the EDP perfectly summarises the feelings of many supporters. I write, as a long-standing season ticket holder and a shareholder, whose attitude, sadly, is now one of apathy, to the extent that I have chosen recently to miss attending matches. Oh, for the halcyon days of the football witnessed under Daniel Farker.
Finally, David Potten from Norwich believes some recent council figures just don't add up. The latest edition of Your Norfolk from the County Council reached us this week. On pages 2 and 3, there is a section about Norfolk in numbers. Unfortunately, it does not provide data on enumeracy in the county. The feature tells us that the council's annual revenue budget is £1,803 billion. The correct figure is £1.803 billion, 1,000 times less. But then, what's £1,000 billion amongst friends?